An aversion turns a sphere inside out without ripping or pinching. However, the surface is allowed to pass through itself. Our sphere aversion differs from earlier ones. It is computed automatically by minimizing elastic bending energy. The computer uses polyhedral approximations, adaptively updating the triangulation. The sphere, with its two sides painted yellow to red and blue to purple, increases energy as it contorts itself into the symmetric halfway stage. Then, it relaxes down again to a round sphere. The minimax aversion constitutes an optimal route over the lowest saddle for the bending energy. The computation begins with this immersed sphere, whose fourfold symmetry interchanges inside and out. Using second-order information about the energy, we push off the saddle and we proceed downhill by gradient descent. When the North Pole pushes past the South Pole, the sphere ceases to be embedded, and the first double curve is born. Lobes near the neck form a second double curve. Arcs converge to spawn four triple points, the corners of a tetrahedron, which shrinks to the quadruple point. On the other side of the energy saddle, the triple points disappear in pairs, and the double curves shrink and vanish. The whole process is inverted in time with a 90-degree twist. At all times, the averting sphere maintains a twofold rotational symmetry. A tangency of two surface patches creates, annihilates, or reconnects the double curve. This reconnection was called the isthmus point in the computer animation classic by Nelson Max. Four additional reconnections happen at the so-called ears. At the halfway stage, two ears open just as the other two are closing. When three surface patches meet along a common tangent line, a pair of triple points is born or dies. Four surface patches cross at a quadruple point. A Morin surface is an elaborately immersed sphere whose pleasing fourfold symmetry reverses orientation, interchanging the orange and blue sides. This halfway model is a Morin surface of least Willmore bending energy. Willmore's energy is invariant under the Möbius group, so that any of these conformally equivalent surfaces could have been our halfway model. When the quadruple point reaches infinity, we have Kussner's minimal surface, with this explicit Weierstrass representation. Kussner's surface has four flat ends which cut the sphere at infinity in a cube octahedral pattern. Continuing our conformal tour, we send the isthmus point to infinity so that the surface now has two wavy ends with a quadruple point at the center. To avert a sphere, it suffices to describe a regular homotopy from the halfway model to the round sphere. Morin classified the simplest of these homotopies. Bracky's computer program, the Evolver, automatically finds one of these strategies purely by minimizing bending energy. This triangulated cube octahedron was averted by Appéry and Denner. Their halfway model is a polyhedral Morin surface. Relaxing it in the Evolver, keeping the symmetry, we descend to the Minimax halfway model. The Minimax principle applies to all aversions in an infinite sequence with increasing rotational symmetry, called the tobacco pouch aversions. Those of even symmetry, like this order 4 example, generalize Morin's aversion. Their halfway models reverse orientation by a rotational symmetry. The aversions of odd symmetry use doubly covered projective planes at the halfway stage. This order 3 aversion passes through Boyce's surface, an immersed projective plane with threefold symmetry and a single triple point. Converging to Boyce's surface, two oppositely oriented sheets overlap and compete to show their orange and blue colors, accounting for the twinkling facets. Then, Boyce's propeller-shaped double curve splits into its fourfold covering, and a cube grows from the sextuple point. Our ensemble of spheres now join in performing eversions with 2, 3, 4, and 5-fold symmetries.